Welcome to Peers Like Me, a podcast hosted by Western New York Independent Living. Today, our guest is award-winning jazz singer Becky Davis, known as Jazz Bird. Our host is Maura Kelly, the voice of the individuals WNYIL serves.
Greetings. My name is Maura Kelly from the Western New York Independent Living. Welcome to Peers Like Me podcast. Peers Like Me is a regularly updated podcast developed by people who have been severely and personally impacted by mental health issues. For many people in this situation, seeking to be understood and having hope for recovery is often elusive. Peers Like Me podcast aims to address these barriers by educating listeners on all the different ways people can seek help, understanding, and hope through interviewing our guests about their journey of recovery, their community leadership, and successful lives despite their own issues related to mental health. Peers Like Me podcast also envisions increased understanding by our community, neighbors, and coworkers. To have each one of us truly be included in our community and hope for recovery and living very fulfilling lives. And welcome. We are in the Spot Coffee Shop on Elmwood Ave in Buffalo, New York. And I'm pleased to have special guests, Jazz Bird Becky Davis, join us. Thank you very much. Becky Davis states that singing is how my soul expresses itself. I love the standards. I believe using your gift, your soul, and your imagination sound fresh and beautiful. The standards have a life of their own. I just sift through my Becky experience. Becky is a jazz singer. She's received awards from the Lewiston Art Festival, the Downbeat Magazine. She was in the Florida Orchestra from the Juilliard School. And Becky joined a group called Recovery International in 1992, which is a very structured self-help group for people dealing with mental health issues. And Becky was a group leader in this international recovery group during the pandemic. Currently, Becky is a professional jazz vocalist in the area. And I saw Becky a couple months ago, and she was talking about how her jazz music, her jazz singing, really helps her in her dealing with mental health issues. So welcome, Becky.
Thank you, Maura.
Thank you for joining us at Spot Coffee.
Yes, my pleasure.
Yes. So how did you become so passionate about music? What specifically happened in your life? Did you just always have this or always?
No. I started, I think, with jazz as a young child. Both of my parents were players. My dad played the organ, the banjo, the saxophone, the clarinet. My mother played the organ. My dad was an engineer with an oil company. That was his job, but his avocation was the music. So we'd be taken to all the concerts, my sister and my brother and I. And at the time, I didn't like it.
Mm-hmm.
But the standards, the jazz standards, they have a life of their own. They're iconic, and they're always going to be in style.
What do you mean? What
the
you
standards. Mean? There's a bunch of tunes that we call the jazz standards, like Stella by Starlight, Night and Day.
Oh, okay.
And no matter... I'm singing tunes today from the 1930s.
Wow.
And people are still digging it, and they know them, and they know the words because it's a standard. That's what a standard is. So they came back to me when I met my husband, Bob Davis, who was a piano player, a jazz piano player, a magician, and a writer for mm-hmm. Downbeat Magazine. And we started hanging out together, and he says, you need to be going out there and doing this.
Uh-huh.
He said, you're not just a lounge singer, you're a jazz singer. And the difference is a lounge singer can get up there and sing a tune like How Much Is That Doggy in the Window? And they've got good rhythm and they know the words.
Mm-hmm.
But a jazz singer, you start to know something about that person. So, for instance, I could never sing that tune because it doesn't mean anything to me.
Oh, okay.
Okay. But I can sing Good Morning Heartache, which is a standard made popular by Billie Holiday, because I know that heartache.
Okay.
So I can sell that lyric. And how you do that is not only with your intonation, but your phrasing.
Yes.
Yeah. And so I realized that just became my love, you know.
when they talk about jazz has got soul, it really does. That's what you're
part of your soul.
Yes. So you're in Recovery International. So you definitely have identified as having mental health issues.
Definitely.
And how does that play with your jazz music, with your jazz experience or life?
Well, I think because I am so sensitive, that it makes me a better singer, a better vocalist, a better storyteller, which is what a jazz singer is. They tell a story that the audience believes because of the way that you're delivering it.
So, do people ever make up stories? So if you're, you have a show tonight, a gig tonight.
I do.
Okay, so you're going about your day. Do you think about what you're going to sing or how you're going to sing it before?
Oh.
Like this is bothering me or this is, angsting me or, you know.
Yes.
Yeah. And then it's like, well, I'm going to express myself or get it out tonight. Is that?
Well, because I have a gig this evening at the Gypsy Parlor on Grant and Potomac there.
Okay.
Because it's February and it's Valentine's month.
Oh, right. Okay.
So I have selected for my repertoire a bunch of tunes that have to do with love. But they're not tunes that I haven't sung before many times.
Oh, okay.
And the reason I picked the tunes that I sing is because I personally have experienced those thoughts, those feelings, that story, so I can deliver it. So I picked out those tunes for tonight. And yes, I went through and I've got an app called iReal Pro for Music. And I pick out each one of the charts for the musicians, the key and the tempos that they're going to play it in.
So you have musicians, your band?
Yeah, I have a live band tonight. They're there with me every first Monday of the month. It's a keyboard player. He also does vocals and he plays left-hand bass. So I don't need a bass player. So he's doing right-hand piano and left-hand bass. He's very good at it, which is why I've chosen him. And then I have a drummer with a full drum kit.
So you're these musicians, you put them through auditions and stuff like that?
No. Well, in the jazz community, which is you've got the West Side, which tends to be Italians. And you've got South Buffalo, which tends to be the Irish. Well, in the music community, the jazz is its own little community. And so I know all the people. I've been doing this since the early 90s. So I know who the good ones are. And you can get a really good player, but sometimes their attitude is so egomaniacal. I don't want to play with these people. I want to work with people that when they're on the stage with me, we have good camaraderie.
Right.
And we gel. And we can kid around and make it fun. Because part of delivering your gig is that people can relate to your comfort, your happiness, and the joy that you're experiencing up there.
So that's a huge talent, and you're making a living, you're getting paid,
and
you have a, mental health issue,
Well, that caused me problems at first, because when I first got out there with my husband, Bob, one of the best piano players in town, his name was Al Tinney. He used to work with George Gershwin.
Oh, okay, wow.
In New York City back in the day. He's passed on. But anyways, he came up to me and he said, "Nobody in Buffalo sounds like you, Becky. You have your own voice." And his girlfriend, who's a popular Buffalo singer, Peggy, she's now 93 years old.
Wow.
Still singing, by the way. She said, "You just need to have a couple of drinks because you need to loosen up."
Yeah.
And I said, "Oh, no, I'll pass on that one." But it took me about 10 years to work through my boot camp, which was getting up there and shaking like a leaf.
Right.
And it's hard to control your voice when there's this extra vibrato from nerves. But I just thought to myself, I'll be darned if I'm not going to work through it.
Oh, well, yeah.
But just getting up there, being willing to be the fool sometimes, I work through it. Now I'm perfectly fine. I can sing in front of anybody and I'm not nervous.
And how does it make you feel? I know some people meditate, some people, go to self-help groups or even take an antidepressant. What happens when you get out there and sing from your soul and jazz?
The moment before I sing that tune, I'll call a tune to my piano player, Stormy Weather,
okay.
I take those few moments and I think to myself, get in that place, get back to that place where you felt that.
Wow.
And then from that place, I'll start to sing the tune. And I don't pick any songs that I can't sing
right
with my personal feelings about it.
So every song means something. It's just not, yeah.
For sure.
So,
for sure.
And then I heard some people, you've engaged some people with serious, serious mental health issues coming out of the state hospital and join you. So that's, so you do, some people in the community share that too, share that experience.
Yeah. Well, I, this Monday night that I'm doing tonight, excuse me, is what they call a jam.
Oh, okay.
So it's not a pro jam. You don't have to be a professional. You could come up and say, oh, I want to sing a tune, Becky. Go for it. Tell us your key and we'll accompany you and
wow.
you can sing. Well, some of the people from the Psych Center have come and become popular singers in our group.
Wow.
You know, they come almost every time.
And you know that because you worked at the Psych Center, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So you saw them as patients or, you know, outpatients, and now you see them in the community with your beautiful talent.
Yeah. We have one fellow who is he's paranoid schizophrenic. And
which means you see things and hear things that aren't really there.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right. And sometimes he's in pretty rough shape.
Yeah.
And when I notice that, I won't have him come up.
Right.
Because he doesn't understand the boundaries of it's just one tune, it's just this.
Right.
But when he's in good shape, I'll have him come up and play. And he's a lovely person. And I love that he can come in and play with a whole band of professionals. And he's a wonderful piano player. And he's a good singer.
And he keeps coming back.
Well,
no?
Him not so much.
Yeah. But other people?
Others, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Just, what happens to that? Like, what? Like, I can't believe it.
Like, well, here's the thing. When you're singing a song, even if you're just listening to it for me, and live music more so than listen to a recording, it's a meditation for me. I'm so into each word and each rhythm beat that
it's intentional.
It overwhelms me with the beauty of the song and the purpose of the song. So I'm not worried about, you know, how am I going to pay the electric bill?
Right.
You know, my refrigerator's been on the blink. I don't think about anything except
that
song. You
just think in the moment, yeah.
And it ministers to me in a way that is like none other.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's amazing, Becky. So if someone was interested in getting to know more about this or more about you, how could they reach you or what can they do? If someone says, I'd like to, you know, try this, how would you recommend someone just starting to, like, there's so many skills and creative ways to deal with health issues and like people do journaling groups, self-help. How would you suggest people to start if they, you know, to have that jazz as a part of their recovery story, their journey?
Well, the first thing I would say is listen, listen, and listen.
Oh.
There's plenty, if you have YouTube, you can listen to all of the standards, all of your favorites. You can go to iTunes and look up the tune that you like, and then it gives you all the artists and the samples of their music. So listen, get familiar with not only the vocals, but the horns and how they play the melodies and the piano, how they play the melody and how they harmonize. And then the next thing is, if you can't afford to take lessons, which a lot of people haven't, I've taken many lessons in my life.
Right.
I didn't call it lessons, I called it coaching.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but I've done some pretty heavy lifting with that. And so if you can't afford to do that, then come to the jam. It's not a pro jam. It's for anybody that wants to sing. And you know what? What you've learned at the jam is we had the courage to make a mistake up there.
Right.
You know, this is not a gig where we've made everything just tight and perfect. This is a jam. So
okay.
I might try a new tune. Like tonight, I'm going to try a new tune. Don't blame me. I've never sang it before at a gig.
Yeah.
And if we screw it up, I'm going to laugh and say, there you go. Having the courage to make a mistake.
So if I went to the jam, you would be there. You would understand.
Yeah.
So if I was to go, what would I, so I walk like.
I'd say, hi, Maura, how are you? And you sign
how
in.
How many people? Like,
oh, we have standing room only sometimes.
Really?
Yeah.
So
very popular.
It's a restaurant bar kind of thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, like, wall-to-wall people?
Some nights there's standing room only.
Wow.
But it'll be 2 years in June that we've had it.
Wow.
And
that's
it's just really taken off.
Wow.
And it's just fun. We're very welcoming. We're not condescending towards anybody. I mean, even if someone gets up there and they can't carry a note in the bucket.
So what happens if they can't carry a note? What happens, like... If you mess up.
they'll still embrace you, the audience, and clap for you.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah.
It's just that kind of celebratory group that you don't have to be Diana Ross or Nat King Cole.
Right.
But if you feel music and you hear music, come on in and share it with us. And that's what we're about.
So, and there is alcohol being served there, but that...
Well, that's your choice. It does have a full bar. But a lot of the people that come to my part, which is the whole restaurant in the back, they order dinner, they order hors d'oeuvres, they get a not adult beverage.
Right.
So
it's
not a drinking night.
And,
so,
and you can bring a friend with you.
For sure.
This is exciting. It's so obvious that this is your profession and so knowledgeable. And you have mental, like, I don't think people, well, maybe by what you sing, you spill your soul out. But you're just a walking person, you know, just here in the community, having this beautiful skill and talent, and you suffer from mental health issues.
Yes.
You know? So life goes on and life is on, you know. Thank you very much. Becky, is there any way anyone can reach out to you or get more information?
Well, if you go on my YouTube channel, which is Becky Davis Jazzbird.
Okay, Becky Davis Jazzbird.
Yeah, and you'll see all of my tunes. And usually at the end of the tune will be my phone number and my email. But I can give you that now.
Okay.
It's 716-903-6083. And the email is jazzbirdbecky@gmail. It's jazzbirdbecky@gmail.com.
Okay, thank you so much, Becky.
Yeah, you're welcome.
And if anyone didn't catch that, you can reach out to me, Maura Kelly, at 716-836-0822, extension 162. That's the West New York Independent Living. And my email is mkelley@wnyil.org. And so we've been here with Jazzbird Becky Davis at the Spot Coffee on Elmwood in Buffalo, New York, in her corner where jazz is in the community. Thank you very much. This is Maura Kelly, Peers Like Me. Until next time.
You've been listening to Peers Like Me, a podcast that explores issues related to behavioral health, sponsored by Western New York Independent Living with the assistance of the Niagara Frontier Radio Reading Service. Today, our guest has been award-winning jazz singer Becky Davis, known as Jazzbird. Our host has been Maura Kelly.